May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. So this is the Sunday that we bless our high school graduates as we prepare to send them out into the world. It is a wonderful and exciting time. And if you are a parent or a grandparent, it's a day when you do it with mixed feelings. All of us here probably have a little bit of anxiety around sending our seemingly soon-to-be adult children off into the big, wide, scary world. Because if you are over the age of 40, you have probably said at least once that the world seems like a much more difficult and terrible place than it was when you graduated from high school. The world seems a lot scarier when you've had a little while to walk through it, and especially when you start contemplating sending these beloved, wonderful children, who you still remember as being this big, out to fend for themselves. It feels scarier, doesn't it, adults? It doesn't take us long to think about all the ways in which it feels more frightening. We worry about the state of the world. But the good news is that it really isn't actually that much more terrible than it was when we were in high school. In fact, in a lot of ways, when I look out at the world and I look at my children, who are almost that age now, and at the young people that we're sending out today, I am so delighted and inspired by how they have grown. When I graduated from high school, I had exactly one black student in my class, because when I was in kindergarten, there were still people throwing rocks at school buses, bringing black children from one neighborhood into predominantly white neighborhoods in Boston. When I graduated from high school, my youth group leader told me that AIDS was God's punishment for people who were gay. When I graduated from high school, I didn't know anybody who wasn't Christian. And I look out at these young people today, these young people that we've raised in such a different, scary world, and they are wonderful. They are more welcoming of difference than any generation I think we've ever had. They don't worry and aren't fearful of people I was worried and fearful about. All that work that you and your generation did to try and become more open, to become more welcoming, it's paying off in this generation, who genuinely see each and every person in their class, regardless of their gender or their race or their sexual orientation or what language they speak, as somebody worthy of God's love. I didn't know that that's what the world would be like now. And when I look out at it, I still see a very frightening place where there's a lot of violence and anger and there's a lot of problems where we're not there yet. But I also see these young people who are going to go out into that world with a very different set of attitudes and fears than I did. And I think, you know, maybe what I am seeing is a glimpse of what the kingdom of God will be like. Maybe when I look at these children who really are better than I ever was, at truly welcoming people who are different from them and telling them that God loves them, maybe what I am seeing is a glimpse of how the kingdom of heaven grows. In our gospel today, Jesus compares God's kingdom, the reign of God, to two sets of seeds. One, he says, is like a mustard seed. This little teeny tiny seed that grows into this giant bush. It's also invasive. It gets in everywhere, whether you intended to or not. You can plant mustard in one little corner of your garden, and pretty soon it takes over not only your garden, but the whole neighborhood. The kingdom of God, he says, is like that, planting this teensy tiny seed, and before you know it, it has taken over everything. And he says, it works without us understanding how it works. It doesn't work because we carefully instruct its growth, or we fully anticipate how it will grow or what it will do. It's because we plant that seed and we wait. We plant that seed and we say, I wonder what will happen. Until one day you turn around and there's a harvest. I think one of the reasons why we get impatient is because we like to know exactly how those seeds are going to grow. We like to plan out our gardens right down to how many squash we're going to harvest and on what date. Those of you who are gardeners, does that ever work? We want to be able to predict and to plan, and that's not how gardens work, and it's not how the kingdom of God works. We plant gardens and we have no idea what's going to do well and what's not going to do well. And as parents, that's a little scary, because we want to send you out into a nice, carefully cultivated garden that we can be sure will feed you when you need it. That you will get exactly the amount of squash you need when you want it. But that's not how the kingdom of heaven works. And it's not how life works. And it's not how the world works. As you get older, you forget how exciting it was to watch the seeds planted. You worry more about what will happen to the plant. So when we look at you graduates, we're frightened of the world. We're frightened of all the things that are still undone. The kingdom hasn't come in all its fullness. We wanted to give you guys a world in which the kingdom of God had come in all of its fullness and all of its completeness, in which everybody really, truly, genuinely loved one another as God first loved us, in which there would be no more wars and rumors of wars, in which everybody would share equally, in which everything would be right and good. Just as our parents wanted to give to us, and our grandparents wanted to give to our parents. And that hasn't happened yet. I'm sorry, we failed. You're not inheriting that world. But you are inheriting a world in which some seeds have been planted. And in which some seeds have begun to grow and begun to take root. And the kingdom of heaven is a little bit more visible than it was when we left high school. Just as when we walked out of high school, the kingdom of heaven was a little bit more visible in our world than it had been in our grandparents' world. I don't know how that happens. But then again, Jesus didn't tell us. He was speaking to people who were hoping the kingdom of heaven would come within a year or so. And here we are 2,000 years on, and it's not here fully either. But Jesus told us that it wouldn't happen the way we expected it to. It wouldn't happen by planting a giant seed that would grow a giant tree. It would happen by sprinkling mustard seeds, little bits and pieces of the kingdom here and there, and then it would slowly invade the whole world, and that it would happen in ways that we couldn't imagine. And so we are passing on to you, our graduates today, some mustard seeds. We are sending you out as seeds that we're not sure how you're going to grow, but we think that you have within you the ability to help the kingdom become a little bit more real, a little bit more complete, help the kingdom come a little more in its fullness. We are sending you out today in hope and in faith, knowing that we may not be able to see how it works, but that we walk by faith anyhow. I don't know if there will be squash in due season. We might possibly have bugs and beetles and whatever else gets into gardens. But I am absolutely certain that someday when you sit here wishing your children success in their graduation, that you will look at your children and your parents will look at their grandchildren and you will see the signs that God is working in the world, that in fact, that the kingdom is indeed creeping in amongst us and growing with every passing year, even if we don't fully understand how, even if it hasn't quite risen to the level of a giant tree. But you will sit and you will look and say, aha, this is the world I'm passing on to you. It's a little bit closer to the kingdom than the world I inherited. And you will do your part because God is working in us and through us to bring to the fullness that kingdom in which all have shelter, in which justice rolls down like a mighty river, in which no one is turned away hungry. And it will be because you planted seeds. And though we didn't know when we were going to harvest them, they bore wonderful fruit. Amen.